Ian Scholz, I hate pranks. I didn't like Borat very much. Smile your uncanted camera? No smiling here. I didn't like the call from the fake Koch brother to the governor of Wisconsin. I don't like that creepy, self-righteous, preppy James O'Keefe. His latest prank was showing an NPR fundraising official saying things he probably shouldn't have said to two potential Muslim donors, who are actually ringers. The fundraising official has quit NPR, and the CEO of NPR has resigned. No money changed hands. Thing to remember in both pranks to Scott Walker, governor, and Ron Schiller, fundraiser, is that they're both in the business of trying to get money. Walker for campaign funds or whatever, and Schiller for trying to get funding for the fine programs that appear in NPR. A full disclosure, I have not received any of that funding. Can somebody work on that for me on a pro bono basis? The point is, when somebody with money wants to talk to you, do you alienate them by disagreeing with disagreeable things they say to you? No, you suck up to them. Who among us has not sucked up to somebody with money? If every suck-up meeting in the world today were put on YouTube, the bloom would come off the gotcha rose pretty darn quick, I'll betcha. And here's a weird side effect of the NPR staying. As part of it, O'Keefe and his operatives set up a fake website called the Muslim Education Action Center, or MEAC, to give the fake donors credibility. Well, Pamela Geller, the Atlas Shrugs blogger who helped create the Ground Zero Mosque controversy, you know, the mosque that isn't really a mosque that might or might not be built at Ground Zero in Manhattan, only not really at Ground Zero, a few blocks away. Well, that Pamela Geller. Well, she came across the MEAC website and posted something from it on Atlas Shrugs. Quote, one path is continued confusion, hatred, intolerance, and discrimination, and the other is the truth and beauty of the Koran. America has been struggling with which road to choose primarily because it does not know or understand the beauty of our holy teachings, unquote. And she commented, quote, in other words, if you do not accept living under the most radical, extreme ideology on the earth, Islamic Sharia law, then you are filled with confusion, hatred, intolerance, and discrimination, unquote. Which you might notice says the same thing the website just said, only backwards. Further, quote, the media has signed our death warrants as civilization, unquote. A conclusion that seems to me not warranted by the fake quotations she posted. And she concluded, quote, I'd rather blow up the world than live as a slave, unquote. Well, isn't that kind of what Hitler believed? And when she learned that the Muslim website was fake, she posted her discovery without apology, approved of the NPR sting, and then, incredibly, reprinted statements from the fake website to prove that Islam is the most radical extreme ideology on earth. Now, when I was a kid, a prank meant calling up a number at random and asking if their phone had just rung, and when they said yes, say, what did you expect it to do, whistle, hang up, and giggle with your friends? Well, that kind of thing is fun when you're 12. I gotta go.